Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man with the beard so rich, so supple, so luxurious, your girl wants to use it for a throw pillow, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
Three, two, one, we are live.
And that's how we're going to start the podcast, baby. The beautiful sound of the shaker. All right? What's up, P-Double?
I don't know. What's going on? Like Marvin Gaye says, what's going on?
Okay, this is 2020 in the midst of a pandemic?
Yeah, just a little pandemic.
Yeah, what the freak is going on right now?
What the bleep?
It's going on. That's the Marvin, that's what's going on 2020.
Yeah, get somebody to do like a remix, get like a Kanye West remix of that.
Yeah. We'll get Lil Weezy to do the remake. Look, everybody that's listening, first of all, I want to thank you all for listening, tuning in. I want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you get the chance to listen to the Mr. National Podcast. I'm Mr. National, and again, I got my main man, P-Double, with me. It goes without saying what's going on. So we ain't even really go into that.
This is a much needed break from all the drama, you know.
Exactly.
Tune in to the Mr. National Podcast.
That's right. Because, I mean, if you caught up, if you did your binge listening and caught up off of the stackwithnatshow.com, you know, the website where all the podcasts are listed, P-Double does a fantastic job with keeping everything and a nice timetable. Like, you could just watch the evolution of this podcast from guest to guest to just how we grown, me and P-Double together, you know, meshing back and forth and almost like a time stamp on what's going on in the world of sports and yada, yada, yada. So get over to stackwithnatshow.com and check the podcast out. Because like I always say, this may not be the podcast you want, but it's the podcast you need, okay?
I love that.
Why do you say that? And I say that because there's so many podcasts, especially celebrities' podcasts. Now,
yeah, everybody's got a podcast.
Huh? Everybody, you know. So, and every celebrity, a lot of celebrities have them. You could go listen to the celebrity ones, but if you want some down to earth from two regular dudes. You know, that's why
you want to know what's going on. Tune in to the Mr. National Podcast.
Podcast, right. And we have no restrictions. We can say whatever fuck we want.
This was a family-friendly show until we got to just now.
Yeah.
We had bleeped it.
Listen, we could bleep
it. Now it's
explicit. On regular TV, they cussing and carrying on and showing nudity. So, I mean, it's crazy these days what's allowed on TV. But everything is canceled, okay? Sports, tournaments, golf,
this is really, what, like, March Madness. I mean, we got
that
March Madness.
That was a big one. That was a big one. March Madness. That hurts, it's just done. The basketball season might be done, you know? Baseball catching a break. They're getting just delayed.
One of the things, like, really tough things, I'm a big Michigan State guy, right? Their point guard, Cassius Winston, is a great player. Just love that guy. Everybody in that loves Michigan State loves Cassius Winston. So he played his last home game, you know, about a week ago. You know, they took him out of the game at the end, and he kissed the court, you know, at the end. And waved goodbye everybody, thinking this is going to be his last home game. We're gonna go on to the tournament and see what happens, right? Because they're really gelling now. I mean, they got a good shot. That was it.
That was it.
No more basketball for Cassius. You know what I mean? It's
just, right. I'm glad he took the time to take it all in. And that just goes back to Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that tragedy. You just never know when it's going to end.
A pandemic is going to strike.
Yeah. I mean, that man lost his life, but it's just over. Like you said, he kissed the court. He waved goodbye thinking, you know, that was his last home game. That's it. You know, now he's got to get ready for the NBA draft. But one sport that's not ending, and they're still looking for venues, is my homeboy Dana White over there with the UFC.
Right on.
He's on the heels of one of the greatest fights in his sports history. Those two chicks got it on. Zhang and I forget the other girl name. P-Double. It was, I think it was UFC 248. You got to check that fight out.
Was that the one where the girl got her forehead all blown up?
Yo, she had a hematosis or whatever that thing called. Her forehead.
Actually, one of my teammates had that when we were in high school. Like, I tackled him. We were just practicing. And this guy I played with, he's awesome. And it reminded me, every time I hit him, it felt like I was hitting Jim Brown. You know,
right.
But I tackled him one time. We're just practicing, and on his leg, like right on the shin, all of a sudden there was a big bubble on his shin.
Oh yeah, on his shin. Yeah,
and that's what it was. It was one of those things where just a bunch of blood.
Blood.
Yeah. You know, gathers up and.
Yep. Man, yeah. you sound like a doctor. That's exactly what happened.
After this whole coronavirus thing, as much as I've read, I am a doctor now. And then, like, 50% of the U.S. is, actually.
But that's good that you keep in abreast of it, because you can fill me in, because you know I missed the national role. I ain't heard nothing. I've been washing my hands, okay?
Right.
I've been taking a shower and wiping down. Not wiping down every day. I don't go that nuts. But this is more like a wake-up call, because, you know, you probably had restaurants and people just half-assed and clean and stuff. So this was like, you know, America with the 911. It was a wake-up call. You know, you get comfortable. You get too lazy.
The thing is,
wash your ass.
And like I said, I'm not a doctor. It seems like everybody is. But here's the thing that I did with a little bit of reading, you know, on it. And not to go, because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this either, you know. Everybody's seen enough on it.
Yeah, you're breaking our Mr. National Podcast rule right here. Right. We're letting it in. Go for it.
So the thing is, this stuff kind of happens quite, you know, it's not unusual. I mean, like they say 100 years ago, there was a huge pandemic and a bunch of people died. You know,
yeah.
A big percentage of the human population worldwide died. This was happening. The thing is like I read this thing this morning. Back in, it's not the same, but back when AIDS came out,
mm-hmm.
like in 19, the first case of AIDS in 1980, like 1980 or something like that.
Okay.
It was like 2 years later when they even really figured out what it was.
Right, to give it a name, exactly.
And
right.
then it spread throughout certain communities, and, you know, it wasn't a worldwide pandemic, but it was devastating to certain communities, you know. So... 2020, it's a bit different now. This virus, I guess it was like the end of December in 2019 when it really started. Maybe like in November it originated. It mutated from some sort of bat virus or something.
Yeah, right.
And then they identified it like at the end of December. And like 10 days later, they had the freaking DNA map of this thing. They've got a DNA map of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working on a vaccine, you know what I mean? So
right, like
10 days go by, and it's just our knowledge in 2020 is completely different than it is in 1920. You know, even 5 years ago, you know, our knowledge is just it's blown away what we used to do.
Night and day.
So I'm not saying, you know, this is nothing to worry about. You got to do what you're supposed to do, like wash your hands, wash your ass, you know, and we got to, you know, lock it down and everything. But if we're smart, we can get through it, you know. So,
yeah, absolutely.
No reason to panic.
Yeah, our knowledge bank is like comparing Atari to PlayStation 4.
Comparing
electric football when we were kids to what it is now.
It's just, you know, we got ITZ bases. You know what I mean?
we got fingers on the men with chin straps and dreadlocks hanging off of them. So, we got that. But then, anyway, going back to
the
original
UFC
thing,
and the girl with the forehead thing.
Yeah, that was a fight. So Dana White is on the heels of that fight, which is probably top five fights in the sports history there.
Plus,
you know,
the
man
the
or
big
woman
one, McGregor knocked out Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big, you know, that was a big draw.
That was a big fight, but it wasn't a good fight.
It was a big draw though.
It was a big draw. This was a big draw and a big fight, and it lived up to the hype. So Dana is basically saying, we're not shutting down. I want an arena. I want it packed. And which is totally against what everybody's trying to do. No gatherings of more than 200 people. Screw that.
I thought they did it without a crowd.
Is that what he wants to do?
I think they did it last night without a crowd.
Did he?
Yeah, I know. Have to check. We're going to have to check.
I don't know. If that's what he wants to do, I don't know what's the problem with finding a venue. I think he wants to have fans, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay. I think.
Because if you want to just put it on, you got money, just go rent a gym.
Right, in the garage.
Rent a gym, get the trainers, and get a ref, and get some photographers. That ain't 200 people. That's about 30 people in there. And then rock out. You know, so you can do that.
I think they had it last night without a crowd, but I didn't watch.
I was under the impression that he wanted a venue that he could have.
Well, he probably does, you know. Because
he's nuts. He's nuts.
Right,
so.
And the whole UFC is nuts. I mean, anybody out there doing that fighting? Shit. Coronavirus can't touch them anyway.
No, absolutely not. I mean, another thing, I mean, people is just like, you know, what are you going to do, you know, so. I mean, I know they ain't stopping the porn sites. They're still fucking. It's going on. So get to a porn site. Mr. National, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Watch porn, you know what I mean? No, seriously. I mean, this whole thing should be good. Could be good. Draw families back to the core values. Eating dinner together, sitting around talking, and I know when I was growing up, my mom, we were big on board games. Yeah. Me and my brothers, we played board games a lot. We played Monopoly. We played checkers. We played the Game of Life. We played Trouble, Hungry Hungry Hippo, Operation, everything. So
yeah, we like them here too. We don't do it that often and as often as we should, but every time we do it, we have a good time. And we have,
absolutely.
You know, I have kids from young to old, and every time we do it, it's always a good time.
Right. Get some Uno cards, Pictionary. Hell, get some Uno. I mean, Old Maid. I love Old Maid. Let's break a game of Old Maid out. You know what I mean? That's how I rock.
They're throwing it back.
They're throwing it back. You know what I mean? Talking about throwing it back, P-Double. What do you think of that Paris trip, huh?
Yeah, man. So I'm like, hey, are we going to do the podcast? Oh, sorry, man. I'm in Paris.
Right, I can't.
Sent me a picture of the Eiffel Tower. When did you go there?
Billy Campbell set it up, man. He made it happen for a brother.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So tell me about what happened. I didn't know anything about it. And I saw pictures. All of a sudden, Mr. National's in Paris.
Right. And
at the Louvre.
The Louvre. the musée. I can't pronounce all the museums, but it was 20,000 steps a day I was doing.
Wow.
Walking around.
You like it there?
Yeah. I didn't like the breakfast. They not big on breakfast. I'm a big breakfast dude.
Right.
You know, I was talking to you earlier off the podcast. I was like, dude, I'm about to have breakfast. I mean, pancakes, eggs, you know, scrapple. Bacon, eggs, hash browns, the whole nine.
Yeah.
Paris, they have a little small cup of coffee, about an 8 ouncer, maybe 12, maybe about 8 ounce, 10 ounce cup of coffee.
Yeah.
a couple croissants, Madame Mazur, and a cigarette. They said, like, everybody smokes out there.
No, they're still smoking out there, huh?
Oh, my God. Cigarettes everywhere. They smoke. They sit outside. They drink the coffee and have their croissant. Keep it moving. So,
wow.
I mean, that was weird. No big breakfast. The food was good. It's a big thing getting pickpocketed. Pickpocketing is big out there. So
really,
you have to be conscious. Keep your wallet, men. Keep your wallet in your front pocket. Women, put your bag inside your coat because it's a big tourist city.
Right.
And they know it. You know, you might get bumped in or brushed up by one guy. And the other guy's going by your pocket. So
damn.
It's usually working in tandems, you know, to keep you preoccupied. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's there. Another thing I know is a lot of graffiti.
Really?
Yeah, graffiti was everywhere. I guess that's artistic expression.
Was it good graffiti? Or?
Nah, it was just letters, you know, just tagging.
Tags and stuff?
Tags, just regular. Yeah. I was surprised at that. A lot of graffiti. I was also... always been a big Princess Di fan, and I went by the tunnel where the accident where she was killed at, and they have like a statue of a flame. There's actually the flame that's atop of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, okay.
The same, basically, the flame made of gold.
Yeah, because that came from France.
Yeah, it came from France. So, and they have that there as a monument to her and everything. So,
wow.
You know, all that tourist stuff. And then me and Billy, I went to Billy's church, hung out, you know. He started his own church out there and everything.
Oh, okay. So that's he's a pastor out there?
He's a pastor, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He, he's heavy into the church thing. Then after that, we got back to his crib. And then I laid down the gospel of talking trash and cracking plastic. the Lee Buzz Parisian League, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I met a couple guys, you know, he's trying to introduce into the game. I gave some tips on passing and strategies. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times with guys getting, they just run the men into the thing and you got to have a plan.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you don't need everybody to go straight. You got to have guys looping out. So we did some EF talk, sports. It was one guy from Minnesota. Actually, he moved out to Paris with his family, his wife and his three kids. And he's a part of the church. He's in language school, learning the French language. Yeah, Billy and all his kids, wife, everybody speaks fluent French. Unbelievable.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I said. Wow. I was at church. Billy's speaking in French, and his son Isaiah, the former kids champion of the Tudor Electric World Championships, he was.
I think I played against him once.
Yeah, you might have.
I think
he was my interpreter.
Nice.
He was my interpreter. So it was fun. I mean, Billy's got some, you know, Philly NFL rules, TOC, and a little twist of his own.
Uh-huh.
And he has fun with it. I mean,
cool.
Yeah, good stuff, B-Double.
I think he's going to try to get cracking plastic out there.
Yeah, we got to get him some crack. We might got to do a interview with him and the cracking plastic. Talking about cracking plastic, the new magazine came out.
Yeah. Deep South is featured on it.
It's featured. That's it. Yeah. I mean, I love them guys. That's Charles. That's Rafik.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dave.
Dave
Nichols.
Yep.
A few other guys.
Yeah, Pat Morris and Brian Phillips play down there. And,
yeah. I mean,
Scrapple, awesome. Apple Scrapple Jones.
Yeah, Montego.
That's
my guy right there. I want to give a shout out. I love all these new guys, P-Double, to come in, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not calling them new. I mean, even Brian Phillips, to me, is new.
Uh-huh.
I'm like in my 20-something year of being back in the whole midst of the thing.
Yeah.
You know, you got guys like the Hulk, Ken Allen.
I talk to Hulk all the time. He's telling me about all these guys, you know, and I'm like, dude, I don't know any of these guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Because
he's going
the
way
Hulk
back.
Goes back a little further than me, you know, Smokestack as well. Those guys go back a couple years before I even got back in it. So we can name, I bet you me and Hulk and a couple other guys, Kalo, a couple of the other old heads, could name 30 coaches. We could put 32 coaches that's not even around anymore. And not passed away. I'm just saying just not still in it.
Right.
Come and go. So
actually, in the latest issue of Crack of Plastic, I think Hulk on Hulk's Corner, he did a couple of lists of like all-time greatest coaches, greatest coaches from 2000 to 2009, greatest coaches from 2010 to current. You know what I mean? He made a few different lists like that, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I got to read. I haven't read it. It was in the mail.
You might be on there a couple times.
Oh, no way. Stop it. No way. I got to check it out. Mail was stacked up to the ceiling when I got back. You know what I mean? But I'm done. Everybody that listens to the Mustache Podcast and catch all the trips is over. Okay? I'm filing for bankruptcy. I need a GoFundMe page just to pay the bills. Okay?
I think so far in 2020, you've spent more nights away from home than you have at home.
Absolutely. Okay, I ain't gonna own up to too much, but you know, just the trips alone.
don't kiss and tell.
Yeah, don't kiss and tell. You know what I mean? Only thing I'm kissing and telling is my cigars. And right now, I got a my father's cigar. You know that I'm a fire up and. Not in the studio. After the studio and show's over, my father's cigar. That shaking you heard at the beginning of the podcast, Mr. National made his favorite, the official drink of this Mr. National podcast, the sidecar.
The sidecar. The legendary sidecar.
The sidecar, right. Ray Fanera, Mr. Unity, he'll know. He the one turned me on to that drink, so. I'm forever in his gratitude. Turn me up. We were in Virginia, and me, I think it was Mike Tush and Smokestack. We were out at some fancy restaurant in Virginia. We all had a cocktail, the sidecar, and that was it. It was born then. That was the love affair. Okay. And talking about love affairs, during this lockdown, what do you love to do? Like we probably touched on it, P-Double. No sports, nowhere to go. What are you doing? What are you doing to get through this?
Well, I'm drawing.
Okay, so you have that's great. That's
yeah. I got drawing, a thing right? Like I got my introvert hobby. You know.
There you go.
So you. But I'll miss all the. You know, I like getting out and doing things and.
I mean, you could get out and walk. I mean.
Yeah. My wife and I take walks.
Yeah, you could go walk. You can go sit out. I mean, I like smoking cigars, and the weather's getting nice, so I could go out and smoke a cigar.
Right.
You know, so I got things to do. Mess with the phone. Dabble a little bit with the social media.
Yeah, social media is kind of. I mean, there's a lot of jokes right now. Everybody's hilarious. You know, we'll see what's happening in about 3 weeks. You know,
everybody's dying.
Everybody's in the hospital. Let's keep the jokes coming though.
Yeah, Sean Jackson had put a. You know, we'll put up that little. I guess comparison to the flu.
Yeah.
It was the Michael Jordan flu game. You know. He played with the flu and had it shut down.
Yeah, I saw that.
Sean Jackson made a great point, you know, about it's just new. They don't have an antidote yet.
Right.
And this thing, they can't figure out how it lives so long, you know, just on a countertop. It could just be right there on the counter.
Right.
Waiting for somebody to touch it and then touch their face and then they got it.
Yeah.
So he broke it down. So, guys, I think that was on the Miniature Football on the Facebook page, right, P-Double?
I think so,
With Sean Jackson out of Houston.
I mean, there's a lot of good articles about it. You know, if you want to, you got to take a minute to read. But
educate yourself.
Yeah, it just kind of can calm you down if you're getting, like, mental over it. You know, take a minute, read, you know.
Yeah, or do like Mr. National and just say, don't even feed into it. Do you, baby?
Yeah, just keep going, you know. But
that's what I do. I keep going. I can't let the negative wear me down. I refuse.
Right on. That's how I do it.
I just can't do it. Yep. I try to get worked up and nervous and like, oh my God. And then I like, it don't work. It's like when you're trying to cry, you're trying to like show emotion. I can't get worked up.
I went to the store the other day though. I was, you know, it's just like a tension everywhere. You know what I mean? Like everybody's, it's really crowded.
Yes.
And then there's just a few different assholes that are just making everybody tense. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so everybody just needs to relax. And like, if you get like
Aaron Rodgers, and if Aaron Rodgers said relax.
Yeah. And if you get like tensed up, then your kids notice that, and then they get scared. You know, and yeah. Everybody's just freaking out. You gotta just relax, man. Take it easy, you know. Especially when you go to the store where there's other people.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Walk, step away if you need to. You know what I mean? Man.
Like you better not cough. I feel sorry for people who got allergy season. Allergy don't have nothing to do with being sick. It's just runny eyes and sniffles.
It was funny though. I was at this, so I took my daughter out to get a coffee yesterday morning, and this place, nice place we have here in town, and a local joint. And this girl was serving food, and everybody's crowded into this place, and she's serving food, talking to this guy about how her boyfriend's home with the flu, and so she's got to, you know, try to find a way to keep him entertained. I'm like, he's got it, but you know, and here you are making food for everybody. You're going to go home. You got it.
Oh, geez, you know what I mean? Shouldn't have said that. Oh, yeah, my goodness.
It's going around, you know, but.
Yeah. Jeez.
You know. I don't know.
People better learn how to cook now.
Yeah. Yep. They're gonna start closing down restaurants and stuff, you know.
But, yeah, just to calm down, just to keep it under control so it don't just spread everywhere.
Yeah, it's gonna get around, you know. We ain't any different than the rest of the world, but there's nothing you can do about it. You just gotta keep it moving, you know. So.
Damn. Are you scared?
No, I mean.
No, right. She.
But I mean, I'm also not delusional. Like, you know, I'm not like, well, we're not going to get it. It's covered the whole world. There's like 10 countries in Africa that don't have it yet. That's it, you know. Other than that, it's everywhere, man. It's everywhere.
Flights are cheap, Pete. I'm flying to Africa. I'm going.
The thing is like you'll get it and you won't even know it. You'll have the flu. Worst case, you'll have the flu. I mean, if you're older, that's where it can kill you, right? Yeah, you gotta be ready. But
all right, well, school, real quick. We're gonna break our own rule. We wasn't gonna talk about it, but just for me, because I don't know nothing about it. What, like they got? It takes 10 days, 9 days to show up, and it starts with a fever.
Look. Excuse me, like Italy right now, it's locked down. I mean, the whole country is like...
Martial law.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's not going to be that way here, but...
It's coming.
It's coming. It's going around. All around Europe is coming. China is where it started, is finally, it's peaking, you know, but it's been a couple months there. Hopefully it's on its way, you know, back down... Where it's not, there's not more cases being, you know, spread, and there's not as many fatalities and things. But we're in the United States, we're just starting. This is just starting. We've only had a few days of quarantines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything's changed. I mean, people that were making money off restaurants and stuff,
they're
going to be hurting. Other people, you know, are going to be, you know, if you're in the medical field, you're going to be working overtime. You know
what
I mean?
That's
it. Everything's changing.
People working in healthcare, making all that overtime, they got to donate some of their money.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, things are, but we all just got to be calm, be nice, help each other out.
Right.
You know.
Your loved one. Hang with your loved one. And then, you know what's going to happen, Pete? People going to be together now, and they're going to be on like each other's Facebook. Like, I know you happily married. You got your beautiful wife. You guys don't have these issues. But some people have these accounts. Now, And they might be like liking, the guy's liking all the pictures of a certain female friend that they have on there that they're following or friends with. Mm-hmm. And the girlfriend or the wife finds out. Can you see that being a problem? Like
it's just like boredom setting in?
Yeah. Like boredom setting in, the wife might start looking at it.
That goes into what are you going to do, you know, during the lockdown.
Right, the lockdown, right. Well, you know what they're going to do? Women going to do? They're going to go through their mates' Facebook and social media accounts and see what they've been up to.
Right.
I've heard
guys,
this.
Guys, keep it clean.
Keep it clean. Well, you're going to see their one site get shut down, and the next time you see them, it's going to be like a Harry and Sally joint account. Like, you got a chaperone. Like, what the hell is that?
You know what I mean? I've seen
that
before.
You a minor. So, I mean, like, what could, like, say, you know, our good friend, we got to get her back on. She been slipping. Mm-hmm. The lovely G.
Yeah.
In Victoria. I got to hit her up. Okay, so you liking gym pictures. She's got all her modeling stuff and makeup stuff on there. And you liking. And then they be like, well, you liking a lot of these pictures. What's going on?
Well, her and I already talked about it. I'm not liking any of her pictures. We have an agreement.
Right. Like, G, I love you to death. You're great for our show. You're a great person, you know.
Yep.
But I ain't liking your pictures. Like, listen, I like your pictures,
right,
okay?
I'm not
clicking on the like button on your pictures.
That's right.
Tell me. Okay, so P-Double handles it away like, I'm not even going there.
Right.
Mr. National might handle away like, you know, I'm liking it. I see it, I like it, and
right.
So what? Like, get over it, you know? Like, that's, you like who you like. But that's what's going to happen with this lockdown. And it's going to be, count 9 months from around this time, it's going to be a baby boom. Okay?
Right.
It's going to go both ways. It's going to be a baby boom, and it might be the divorce rate might go up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The funny thing is this is cracks me up, is, you know, right now there's a lot of people that, like, I'm one of them, I hate Trump, you know, or there's a lot of people that really love Trump, or, you know, argue about politics and this and that, you know, that's going on so much on Facebook right now, or any Twitter, Reddit, all that stuff, you know, people are kind of nuts about it. This whole thing is not going to change that at all. You know what I mean? It's only going to make it worse because you're not going to get any answers from this. It's only going to be like more stupidity.
Even when it's over,
you know?
I see some people say this is another distraction. There's always these distractions around election time and the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whether that's the truth or a lie, whatever you think, you're not going to get an answer for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to get, after it's all done, you get more lies and more nonsense. Whether shit that you agree with or don't agree with. You know what I mean?
Right. They were so worried about the coronavirus and election going to be like Trump got elected for a second
term.
What happened? How did that happen?
You know? Yeah, you can blame it on this. You can blame it on that. You know, it's good. I mean, it's just another thing, man. It's another nonsense to point to.
that's the thing. That's what I was saying. It's going to either be a baby boom divorce rates, because the social media stuff.
Yeah.
That's something I got to throw out there to our listeners. Like, is it a problem with liking somebody's picture too much? You know, that could be the guy liking a girl's picture too much or a girl liking. I want to know. Me, I don't care. I ain't looking at my person's thing. I'm not being like Columbo investigating what you're doing. I'm too busy doing me. And if you got a problem with who I'm liking, pictures and stuff, then you need to look in the mirror to you about yourself and reevaluate, okay? That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to throw that out to the listeners. And talking about females, P-Double, we were trying to, get a top five list or whatever of the best all-time female athletes.
Yeah, we put that on the list.
We're gonna put that on the Stat with Nat show page.
All right.
And see what we can. Share that around a little bit.
Do you have any ideas?
Well, Serena Williams.
Okay. I think that one.
I think
it's hard to argue with anybody that, like, she's number one, right?
Yeah, I mean it's some older lady that comes to mind that won a lot of stuff. I think she golfed and she did something else. I can't think of her name.
Oh, that Babe Diedrichson.
Yeah. You go. Okay. Yeah. Now, I mean, she was probably 100 years ago, but at her era, she was dominating. Okay.
Uh huh.
I want to throw. Flojo? Is it Flojo or Jackie Joyner Kersee?
Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Yeah, she was better. She was a little track, all around.
Track and basketball, right?
Yeah, she was all around. Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, I will put her up in there. So. That's off the top of my head.
That's pretty good.
Cheryl Miller.
Or Lisa.
She was bad.
Like 100 points in a game or something.
Lisa Leslie was the taller girl. She scored 100 points in a high school game in the first half. scored 100 points in the first half of a high school basketball game. And the team walked off the court. They never played the rest of the game.
Wow.
That's Lisa Leslie. Okay.
Wow.
But I think growing up, Cheryl Miller was tough.
Yeah, right. Miller's sister.
Sister. Played at USC.
Yeah.
She was bad.
I thought she was the one that scored 100 points in college.
No. Nobody did it in college, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
No. The 100 points, it was Wilt.
Yeah.
It was DeWine Wagner, I think, did it. He's from Camden. He's from around this area. DeWine Wagner. I got to look it up and be 100%. But I think DeWine Wagner scored 100 points in a high school game.
Really?
He played, He played in Camden, New Jersey, DeWine Wagner. And then the other 100-point game was Lisa Leslie scored it in the first and one half of a female girl game.
Wow. DeWine Wagner's 100-point game. Damn.
Is it there?
Yep, first high school player in more than 20 years to score 100
there
points.
There you go. Dude, is Mr. National a bad man?
I'm impressed with your – that was right off the top of your head with the female.
That was off the tizot. Dude, right. He just said off the tizot, okay? Now, the problem with that, P-Double, okay, I got all this knowledge of sports and, you know, I can tell you how much yards Eric Dickerson ran in his rookie year and all. Useless. None of that knowledge is getting me to my house with a walk-in closet.
I don't know,
it's great for barroom talk. when I was at Billy Campbell's house, you know, with the electric football guy, he's a Minnesota fan,
right?
And I'm running down some of his, you know, he was like, we haven't had this, and I'm running down his roster from the eight, and he was like, dude. Yeah. That's amazing. Like, you know your sports. I'm like, yeah, what good is that? I don't have a walk-in closet, though. You know what I mean? I don't have a walk-in
but
closet.
Wait until Colin Cowherd has you on his podcast. And then,
right.
Or
Stephen A.
Yeah, right.
You're
Philly boy. Why don't you hook up with Stephen A. and get on there, you know?
Well, Stephen A. comes by the Holt Cigar Lounge, the Ashton Cigar Lounge, real upscale. So,
oh, really?
Maybe next time if I can catch him in there.
Hit him up and say, hey, man, come on to this national podcast.
Right, dude. You want to really, really reach the heart of the city? You know? So, hey, going back to Billy and being at his church, he introduced me to, like, you know, he started his own church. And his right-hand man actually is a female.
Mm-hmm.
She's from an island. I forget whatever. And she came over. She wanted to meet me. Like, she was like, it thought it was great that she was meeting a real, like, somebody from Philadelphia, you know, coming out to Paris, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Bill was, you know, interpreter. She spoke French, but no English. So Bill's telling me, I'm like, but I'm, you know, Bill told me that, like, she can't believe, you know, from Philly and I came here. And,
mm-hmm.
like it's great to meet her. And she was black.
Oh, okay.
She was a black lady, right?
Right.
You know, brown skin or whatever. I don't know what, but she spoke French. So I'm brown, but I'm speaking English from Philly, you know. and Billy's like, she's just, you know, honored and like a thrill to meet me. So I said to Bill, I'm like, but you from Philly. And then he told her that. And then she said something. Bill was like, and some of the words are very similar. So some of the stuff I can make out, some of the words that they say sound like our word, you know, just a little more fancier. So I can make out some of the stuff. Bill's like, yeah, they don't think of me being from Philly, though. they think of me of being here now. I've been here for so long.
Oh, okay.
They think, you know.
Yeah.
He was like,
because I met him when he came over here, and he talks like he's from Philly when he's speaking English.
Yeah, he's a Philly dude. He say water. He say water, and he say John, okay? So she was like, no, but they think of me as just being from here. Uh-huh. She was like, you like really from Philly, and you black.
Really, I'm black.
Like, I'm like, she was like, and her son, she wanted her son to meet me because he's like in the rap. You know, the hip hop scene. He's a, you know, I'm like, yeah, I guess. And like, here's this dude from Philly, a black dude, a beard, a bald head, like, I can't rap, dog. I'm like, well, you know what? I'll come back. And then he said, you know, before she left, she was like, you know, if you come back, I want to have you over and cook, you know, one of her dishes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Right on.
And I was like, all right, I'll be back. I'll do that. All right. No problem. So it was as soon as you get
out of bankruptcy.
Yeah, as soon as I file my papers and get everything under control, I get this FundMe account going. The bank account, everything's maxed out. I done moved everything as much as I can move it. You know?
Yeah.
I'm blaming on Kobe Bryant. I had that Mamba mentality. I just got to do it. Damn Kobe.
Good thing you didn't buy those Super Bowl tickets.
Jeez.
I love that story, man.
You said,
dude, yeah, I almost did it.
I was sitting at the bar. Listen.
That was a couple episodes ago.
I gotta go back and listen to that podcast. I forget what show that was, but that was like the Miami trip show for the Super Bowl. Yeah, I was at the bar half lit, you know, talking to my buddy.
I've been there, you know. We've all been there, right. But not for $5,000 Super Bowl ticket, man.
Yeah, $5,000 wasn't sounding that bad though, Pito. I was like, all right, fuck it, Kobe. I'm half tears crying in my mojito or whatever I was drinking, and I'm on StubHub, and I bring up the app, and I'm saying, fuck it, Kobe just died, you know. Fuck it, I'm here, and I hit purchase. You know, $5,000, I pulled my credit card out and I got it on the bar. I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. And then $5,000, then they put the fees and taxes, that jumped up another $1,800. So now I'm looking at almost $7,000. I got sober. I sobered out, like, oh, fuck that. No. 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 I got like clear minded. The fog was over. I dried my eyes. I was like, nah, I'm good. I watched that shit on TV, and I'm glad I did. We lost, and I was like, man, I would have been devastated if I lost.
Hey, let me go back to this female athlete list now.
All right.
I'm going to read you some off the list, all right?
Go ahead.
And you get to pick, you know, after we go through it. You're going to make the top five. But I want to tell you something. Just on a Google, if you Google it, the first three on Google – are Serena Williams, Babe Dietrichson, and Jackie Joyner Kersee.
And that's the three I said.
Those are the three you picked up. So that's amazing. Useless, but amazing. So I'm going to read some more. Mia Hamm, Billie Jean King, Danica Patrick, Maria Sharapova, Lindsey Vonn, Nadia Comaneci.
She's a gymnast
from years ago.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey, Martina Navratilova, Steffi Graf, Lisa Leslie, Abby Wambach, Wilma Rudolph, Chris Everett, Bonnie Blair, who's a speed skater. I never heard of her.
I heard of her.
Venus Williams.
Oh, sister.
Misty May Treanor. Kerry Walsh Jennings. Mary Lou Retton.
Wow. What about... Now, that young girl, she's got her own move. She's a gymnast. I haven't heard...
Simone Biles.
There you go.
She should be on here because this looks like... She's, you know, this is older, but that Simone Biles is doing stuff.
Dude, she could...
Like, that's illegal. That's illegal. She wants to do it. Like, they're like making it like, you can't do that. She's right. Like, I can do it. You know?
I can do it. They got her. Female gymnastics has been around forever, and this girl is reinventing the whole sport, okay?
Yeah,
she's going to crack that. I guess because she's still going. She's not done. She'll be in there.
Now we're getting to, I think, people that I haven't really heard of.
It was a golf girl, too, that was really – not the Kim Chow, but it was another girl.
Michelle Wee?
Not her. It was a girl before her that just was dominating women's golf. I think she might have played in one men's tournament. She was really good. She was golf. Yeah, I got to find her.
Annika Sorenstam?
There you go. I think – is that – she's golf?
Yeah, she's on the list right here.
Yeah. I think it's her.
They got FloJo, Sonia Henney for
never heard skating, of her.
Peggy Fleming.
Peggy, oh yeah.
Tracy.
Dorothy Hamill.
Yeah. Oh, here's Simone Biles. They got her on the list.
Okay.
Way down here. And then it goes, you know, they got Alex Morgan and...
Nah, too young.
Cheryl Miller's down here on the list. So
she should be up. Cheryl Miller should be up. So should Nancy Lieberman. I didn't hear her name. She was good too. Basketball player. She was tough.
Cheryl Swoops.
Yeah, with the college and pro. She was really good.
Yeah. So anyway, we're gonna have to come up with it. We'll put it on the StackWithNatShow.com. The top.
Absolutely.
Mr. Nationals top five.
And I had and the top three was my top three.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. You can't really dispute that top three.
Right.
That is it.
Yeah. For sure.
Who was it again? Repeat it one more time. That top three.
Serena Williams, Babe Dietrichson, and Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Boom.
Three goes to Mia Hamm. See, I wouldn't
throw her up there. No. Right.
I
don't know. Now we're talking about Mount Rushmore is four heads, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Four. So that three is chiseled in already.
Right.
The fourth one, I don't know who would be in there. I don't know.
The fourth one. I mean, it's tough, you know, because...
Yeah. Because that three is so cemented. Those three
have
they're in. I got to, that's what we got to put up there. Who will be the fourth, you know, and then ultimately the top five.
Right.
The top five, so.
Yeah, it'd be tough to find that fourth one just because.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That knowledge is in there, P-Dub, but it's just useless, though.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. We love it. That's why we have you, that's why we tune in.
That's why you tune in for this stuff. Because every once in a while, you know, National goes rare form. You know what I mean? He goes outer body experience, and he pulls gems out. Okay, don't ask me. I got one of the worst memories in the world, but some of that stuff I can remember.
I think we covered the whole list.
What list? this thing off the rip. P-Double will come up. Right? We go in the studio. I mean,
everybody. This is great. Everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face.
Until you get punched in the mouth, right? Punched in the mouth, right? Everybody, I can't wait to see how real. Like you say, you got to get on these podcasts. I can't wait to when you get, and they have these meetings.
Production meetings.
There you go. Production meetings, and everything's. I'm like, man. I'm like, we don't have those. We're not that complex or that We ain't up on that level.
We just got Kid Kitchen. We got an intro and an outro.
And an outro, right. And P-Dub will say, you want to do it? And I say, oh, all right, I ain't doing nothing. Let's go. And sometimes P-Dub has a list and sometimes he don't. And he just winds up.
What cracks me up is the last one we had Elgin on, and you guys are worried about, you know, what are we going to talk about after we're done with the cigar?
I wasn't.
I was like, oh, it was him. Yeah, like, I'm not even worried about it, man.
Right. Elgin was so nervous. He was rocking in his chair. He was like, yeah, we're going to go into this and this. And I told you, I said, we ain't going to have no time. Yeah, once he loosens up, I mean,
he's a talker. So
he can go. I mean, you find something he's comfortable with, and we couldn't stop him.
Right, right.
We had to say, Elgin, time out. We up.
Yep. He's throwing the signals. Yep.
We got our executive throwing up flashcards. Shut him up. Quiet. kept going. So I mean, cigars is his passion, and we got to get him back on.
Yeah, we got to talk about the MFCA.
Yeah, he might want to talk. He said he got more cigars.
Right, right.
So we might have to do one more.
He's talking about having his guests on our show.
Yeah, he was talking about having makers and manufacturers. I said, gee, LG, we trying to take over my podcast, bro. Relax. So I mean, it's like that. I mean, you do get a little nervous, like, oh, I ain't going to be good. I'm the same way. This is P-Doubles, this whole podcast, P-Doubles, brainchild. He's the guy. I'm just along for the ride. He tells me where to go.
Keep talking.
He's my wingman, right. I'm Mav. He's like Goose. Yep, Talk to me, P-Double.
I think we
covered it. We kept people entertained. I hope you have been entertained, people. Because there's not much to keep you entertained these days right now. So we gotta find something.
I know. Damn, right. There's no March Madness.
Go to the Instagram, follow the Mr. National Podcast site or page or whatever they call it, right, P-Double?
Yep. Follow. Find us on Facebook.
Yeah, because once we get enough listeners and followers, we're gonna do double. We're gonna go live. And we'll record the show. So,
right.
We got big things coming.
Yeah, I need huge guests like Stephen A. Smith.
Right. I mean, I'm going to be jumping on other people's podcasts.
Yeah, that's what I look forward to.
2020 is going to blow up. I think by 2023, I might have my walk-in closet.
That's the plan.
I think that's the plan. That's all I want, folks. That's all I want. I'm in a rough patch right now. All these trips done broke Mr. Nash. He not smoking Cubans right now. He's smoking little clearance house cigars right now.
There's some great pictures, though, of your trip to Paris, man. You got to go. You got to get on Instagram and follow Mr. Nash. It's great.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, Kit, we can't wait. Kit said, why didn't y'all play Toe Pro? And I said, bro, Toe Pro, bro. You got to get over to the States and put it out there, okay? That's what I'm challenging you. Hurry up with your contract or whatever they do out there. Come to the States. I know you get vacations. What is he doing with his time? Fly to the States, come to a tournament, and put it out there.
I got news for you. He's already home.
What?
He's home. He's getting settled. He's getting settled.
Oh, okay. He gonna do it big. Okay. Yeah. So he ain't even letting nobody know. Yeah, he about to just show
low.
Up.
He's laying low.
He laying low.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's like a snapping turtle, alligator snapping turtle. It lays at the bottom of the pond and its tongue looks like a little piece of seaweed or something. So the alligator snapping turtle just lays at the bottom. It's too big to go chasing fish. Okay. Some of these things. So it just sits there with his mouth open and the tongue looks like bait. And when the fish or whatever it wants to eat swims in close enough, jump, done. Shit. That's what Kit is planning. That's what Kit is planning. He laying low. So, hey, Kit, welcome home. Take us out of here, buddy.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnashow.com.